a chance, and it was Aldridge and Hutton. 1-0.
Tuesday Night Sport on Near FM, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
And welcome back to Tuesday Night Sport here on 90.3 Near FM. And I'm delighted to say on the line we have Ger Kevill of You Boys in Green. How are you doing, Ger?
How are you, Neil? How's things?
Not too bad. Looking forward, of course, to the playoff game between Ireland and Bosnia-Herzegovina in Zenica in a couple of weeks' time, and then back here in Dublin. Firstly, I'm just going to get your thoughts on the draw itself. What's your, from a footballing point of view, what's your thoughts of the draw?
I think it's very much the middle of the road draw, Neil. I mean, everyone, I think, thought going in that Hungary was the one we wanted and Ukraine was the one we wanted to avoid. So I think we're stuck in the middle. Sweden, Bosnia were probably number two and three. So it's middle of the road, I think. But I think you have to look at them. They're seeded higher than us for a reason. They probably have just the extra one or two flair players that we possibly don't have at the moment, the likes of Dzeko and Panic. So, I mean, you know, on paper, probably not much between the two teams, but I think they may have that extra bit of class when it comes to the likes of Dzeko. But sure, look, we are where we are, they are where they are. I don't think there's too much between the eight teams in the playoff as a whole. So we go there with a big chance, obviously. It could have been worse, could have been better.
Yeah, and I suppose not many people would have given us too much of a chance of beating Germany at home, and that was pulled off. So in football, anything can happen.
I can. But people go on and say, we beat the world champions, we can beat anyone. Yeah. I don't think that's the way it works. No. You know, we had a great result against Germany, but you can't go into this match thinking, you know, well, because of that result, we can go and put Bosnia away. You know, this is going to be a very tough game over two legs. I was talking to a Welsh friend of mine, and he said, if you avoid Bosnia, we'll see you in France next year. So they rate them very highly indeed.
And I presume you were also talking to your colleague from the Welsh supporters about the logistics of getting over to Bosnia for the game. Any for people who have made the bookings and are trying to get there, what's the view from the Welsh side?
Well, as always, there's some great routes to be seen on youboysandgreen.ie. There's some really, really, there's great people there who just find them routes out of nowhere, you know, flying through different countries. The one thing the Welsh did say is that it was a really great trip. They really enjoyed it over there, as much as it is hard to get there. But once you're there, they said, brilliant. And the fact that it's an hour from Sarajevo didn't really deter them or bother them too much. By all accounts, it was a great trip for them. Obviously, they did qualify that night, which is going to add to the drama and the enjoyment for them. They really enjoyed it. They said the Bosnians are very, very friendly, and it's a great place to visit. But in terms of getting there, I believe that, you know, the flights went up, obviously, to quite expensive levels straight after the draw, but they seem to stabilise somewhat.
Yeah.
I mean, the good news coming from Abbottstown and talking to people, that the sources of mine, saying we could very well have enough tickets in the 800 to satisfy demand. So,
yeah, that prompts me my next kind of point where I was going at it. The big variable now for fans is they've got their flights booked, they've probably got their hotel booked, they've got the time off work, whatever it is. But they still don't know the closing date for tickets. I think was on Friday. But your the sources coming from the FAI is that there probably will be enough tickets.
They're quite hopeful. Obviously, it still has to be finalised, but it's certainly not going to be a case of hundreds and hundreds being let down. They obviously have to do it for the final numbers. But from what I'm hearing, it's not as bad as there will. I believe there will be fans that won't get tickets.
Yeah.
But you would imagine. But it doesn't look like it's going to be as many as first feared, that people maybe have been put off by the route.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the fact that the second leg is at home, that people say, well, look, if we are to qualify, I'll be still here for the party.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably different variables there, but certainly
the proximity to Christmas, I suppose, as well, would be an issue with people.
Well, of course, Neil, that doesn't help as well, but I think as well, the lack of certainty of whether or not people will get a ticket, maybe deter people booking also. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of fans out there that, if they knew they had a ticket, they would have booked straight away. So,
and
following
what happened in against Scotland and the distribution of tickets, do you think what's been put in place since has improved the situation, or do you think we've progressed anyway in relation to the ticket situation with how it's done?
look, it's all about stepping stones as well, I suppose. I mean, what you wouldn't agree sort of have been encouraging and trying to implement, or trying to encourage the FEI to implement over the last few years is some sort of transparent ticketing system whereby, you know, fans are rewarded for their loyalty when they travel.
Yeah.
They introduced something called Fans Direct in the aftermath of Scotland thing, which, to be honest, if you look deep into it, doesn't seem to... It kind of seems to be a fancy phrase and a similar system, but no sort of improvement on the system in place. Like, for an example, under the new scheme, only 30% of tickets will be allocated to supporters' clubs and to members of Fans Direct.
Yes, which is a very small
now,
amount.
That's in fact a drop from the Scotland ticket allocation
last
November. So it looks like they're actually, you know, that the regular match-going fans could in fact be in a worse situation than what they were when all the hassle occurred for Scotland away. So, look, it is a stepping stone, I suppose, and we very much look forward to engaging with the FEI, and we encourage the FEI to engage with independent fans going forward so we can all work on this together. But there has to be hunger from all sides to do that.
Yeah, and at the moment, just I suppose for people who aren't in the know, at the moment the breakdown, according to the FAI's website, is 55% will be distributed to supporters from affiliated clubs, leagues, and more than 2,000 clubs that fall under the remit. Board council members, player staff, Club Ireland members and Jack Charlton Lounge members. And then, as you mentioned there, the 30% will be given to Republic of Ireland supporter clubs or fans, members of Fans Direct who register. And then 15% will be provided to the official travel partner, which is Abbey Direct. The 55% seems a huge amount, and this is nothing against anyone, because people who put in a huge amount of effort into grassroots, but it does seem, having gone to a few games myself, and you'd notice that when you go to the likes of Armenia and Georgia, I would say the percentages of people in supporters clubs and independent fans would probably make up a bit more than the 30%.
I think, look, the supporters clubs and the independent fans who are now Fans Direct, they are the majority of the away, the regular away supporters. So just to put it into perspective, I do think 55 is very high. I absolutely understand that there has to be a good allocation of tickets for people who put so much effort into grassroots. There has to be. Look, no one's debating that, but I think the 55% is quite high.
And you're someone who's played junior football yourself, so it's not as if you're out of touch with that part of the game as well.
Oh, absolutely, no, absolutely. I've played all my life, I've been involved all my life. It's just, look, like the FAI have iterated the point in the past that we are such great supporters that we travel everywhere, but there's only a small base of now. I'm not one at the moment, I haven't been a regular, as in I go to as many games as I can, but there's lads there that travel religiously to every game, right?
Yeah.
Religiously. Let's say they've been to at least 8 of the last 10 away games. We've spent a lot of money. That's a very small group. There's possibly only 400 that have done that.
Yeah.
That's only 400 fans. That should really, really, you know, they should really be looked after.
Yeah.
Like, it's important to iterate the point that, like, there's people, like, let's say myself, I would fall out of that category. So I'm fighting for a system that would punish me, but that's the way it should be, because fans who travel should know. And, like, I mean, the thing here is that there's fans that did not book Bosnia that have possibly been to 8 of the last 10 matches because they don't know if they're going to get a ticket. And that lack of certainty is quite, you know, it annoys some fans. And just to put the 55% into perspective, I suppose, that when Wales were in Bosnia, I think they got 780 tickets from the Welsh lads I was talking to. 600 of them tickets went to fans who'd been to 8 or more away games in the last 3 campaigns. Another 100 went to fans who've been to 6 or more campaigns, away matches in the last 3 campaigns, and the remaining 80 or so went to people who've been to 4 or more. So, I mean, they had very much nearly 100% of their tickets went straight to the travelling fans, and they were rewarded for their loyalty.
Yeah, so there is examples of systems that have been put in place by other football associations. I know the Scotland have similar systems that reward fans for going to as many games as possible. What about the playing devil's advocate out of here just for a minute? What about the idea that says why should you get it just because you can afford to go to Armenia or you can go to Georgia? What do you say to that argument?
Well, my point is that there are so few that go to all them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for most games, there is, you know, there's always 4,000 or 5,000 ticket allocation for Irish fans, and there's not a problem then.
Yeah.
You know, everyone gets looked after, but for the games where there's a small allocation, I think the fairest way is to reward the loyal fans. Yes, I understand that someone might say, well, I couldn't afford to go, but then they will be able to get tickets for the other games. But when it comes to tight ticket allocations, the fairest way, Neil, for all, is to reward fans who travel. Like, I mean, you talk to the people like in Wales and Scotland, and there's absolutely no defence. They're all delighted with the ticketing system. They understand that that's the fairest way.
And is it the transparency of the ticketing system that really makes it have that support from the fans, that they know that if they have six games under their belt, they have a chance of getting a ticket? Or if they can
book with certainty, yeah. Then they can say, right, well, I have so many points, I can guarantee the ticket, I can go now, book Bosnia away, I can book my hotel, I can book my time off work. Like, at the moment, that's something that we don't really have the luxury of.
Yeah,
and that's something we'd like, you know. And I think, let's be honest, the fans direct, it is certainly a stepping stone, and hopefully we can push on from there and, you know, someday have that certainty.
And you've engaged with the FAI on this. The dialogue has been open over the last, I presume it's a number of years, but has probably intensified a bit more over the last few months in Scotland. Would that be fair? How are things progressing on that front?
Since Scotland has been, I mean, the FAI have, I suppose, blacklisted us in some capacity. There isn't as much, there certainly isn't as much will from their side to engage with supporters.
Right.
We had a couple of meetings post-Scotland. We aired grievances on behalf of hundreds of independent fans who had been to many, many games and didn't get a ticket. They accepted that someone dropped the ball. They accepted that changes needed to be made and that there would be meetings in the new year. So all was good going forward. But since then, there's been a lack of communication, I think. We've extended, we've said that we would like to engage and help in any way we can, but we're still hopeful that they can come back to the table and discuss this, because I think it's for the benefit of all fans.
Yeah, and just, I suppose, coming back specifically to the game against Bosnia, do you expect it to be a major problem, or do you think the problem has been maybe avoided because people have not booked flights because of the lack of certainty, and as a result, demand isn't as high as maybe what would first be thought it would be?
Well, yeah, as I say, I don't think there's going to be an overwhelming amount of people missing out on tickets. I do think at the moment that anyone who goes will be in the stadium. From what I'm hearing, it's looking like it could be, you know, just the right amount of tickets. Well, not too many missing out, but that's the way it plays out.
And when is it hoped that this will be communicated to supporters? I know the deadline was at the weekend there on Friday, I think it was. So are we talking days before fans?
I would imagine it would be this week. I know they did their best to source extra tickets from the Bosnians. That was always going to be a very hard ask with the stadium so small, and with Bosnia possibly not looking for extra tickets for the return leg in Dublin. So I presume now that's out of the question, so they can go ahead now and distribute the tickets they have. So I'd imagine this week expect to hear something.
And finally, Ger, maybe on a bit more of a positive note, the whole You Boys in Green has been magnificent over the years for running many campaigns, the France playoff game, the Estonia game, Italy game at home. The atmosphere has built up over the years, and in some way, and probably majorly way, due to the work on You Boys in Green. Is there anything planned with this this home playoff on the Monday night? Anything planned on the forums?
Yeah, well, it was back in 2009 for the French game. It was a couple of lads came up with the slogan "Go Green" for November the 16th. So I suppose we're just going to regurgitate the same template, Neil, and let's try and get that going again. It's basically try and create a sea of green within the stadium. We've already sourced prices for green cards, so we're hoping to engage with the FAI again on that and turn the whole stadium green, even outside the stadium, even to get on to local council, try and get, you know, just try and get a bit of atmosphere about the place. But it was very much a success against France, despite the result on the pitch, but we'll hope to do that again, to generate the buzz and do as much as we can. And I mean, that's where You Boys in Green and the FAI have worked best in the past. We've created the singing section, and it's grown to huge numbers now, and I think it's helped brilliantly with the atmosphere on the ground.
Yeah, I was watching the game against France last night just on YouTube, and the clip when the players came out and the whole stadium was covered in green, and it was Croke Park obviously at the time. That sort of kind of cauldron when the players come out has been lacking a couple of times of late. Obviously the Germany game, because of the results, it was rocking that night, but we probably want something from the start against Bosnia, because who knows what the results will be taken back from Bosnia coming into the game.
Absolutely, and I think that effect of having the cards, you know, it's all about the team coming out to some sort of wow factor, something different, and I think some sort of display would certainly help that. So let's hope we can push that on. I know the fans are very, very keen to do this, so that's the plan, and let's hope we can pull this off now.
Brilliant stuff, Ger. Great stuff, and hopefully we'll chat to you again when Bosnia has been taken care of by the Irish football team and we're on our way to France.
Let's hope so. Okay.
All right, cheers, Ger. Talk to you again.
Thanks, Neil. Look, talk to you. Bye-bye.
By Sanson, it goes Aldridge, and high time! 1-0!
Tuesday Night Sport on Near FM, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m.